Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's June 11th. Oh, pardon me. It's June 13th, 2011. And I welcome you to tonight's radio spot with Reverend Becky. And Becky can tell you about herself. I won't take that from her. And I really welcome everybody. And most of us are sweltering in the heat. It's kind of fun to listen to my show over the years because I oftentimes talk about the weather. And if I hadn't gotten into engineering or become a professional psychic medium, I might have gone into weather forecasting because it's always a topic of interest and good and bad incidences across the nation. I do see we have a couple of guests in the chat room. Lovely that you come to visit, but you won't be able to put little talk conversation. So there is a way to sign in. Becky, if you know how to do this, instruct them. And Diane, hello. And the other one is a name I'm not sure how to pronounce. I'll call it SAG. So hello, SAG. And tonight's theme, I always like to have a theme because it may apply to the callers, and you'll know that this is a focus. Reverend Becky is a psychic love lady, as I am a minister. But when we do minister to our loved ones and our family, it's hard to talk the truth. And sometimes doing a show where we are not just talking to you, but the audience. So if you ask a question that falls within our theme, we're not talking only of you. Don't take it personally. We may expound upon your question because it's the theme for tonight. And a lot of times people will say, well, Nancy, that's not what I asked for. I wanted this answer. Well, maybe your answer wasn't going to be given because we couldn't get it, but we will expound upon what we are picking up in other areas of your life. Remember, these are free calls. I remember one show, and this lady clearly was not going to be able to get an answer from me. It was not being given by the universe. And a lot of people are not aware that when you ask for a session for myself or my lovely guests that take their time to do this with me, we can only give you what your soul wants you to know. So if I can't get something, it's not always our inability to reach. It's our inability to wade through the emotionality of what you're suffering with. So kind of look at it as that. There's no bad and wrong. So if we kind of talk about other things and you have to be on the line, do not take it personal. So Reverend Becky, please introduce yourself and tell the audience anything you would like.
My name is Rebecca. That's the name I go by. And I am the Psychic Love Lady. I have been doing psychic readings since 2000 and all my life, but professionally I decided to do it in 2006. I attended the Morris Pratt Institute in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and also have learned a lot from Sonia Choquette's books from Hay House. So, I don't know, what do you want to know, Nancy?
Well, I think the audience would like to know, what part of the nation are you located?
Are you in Central Time or Wisconsin?
So, I think that's Central Time. Okay,
yep.
A lot of times people will call me knowing they're staying up until 11, 12 o'clock and they're upset by calling me. There are certain hours and differences. So if you need to get hold of somebody, you know, having a time zone is very, very important. She's already told you what is her location and the specialty, how she got to where she is. And being a minister is a big step. And putting your foot out there and saying, I'm really going to be this, and my heart, my soul is dedicated to the well-being and survivalship of life. I would like you, even though I typed it on there, give out your website and your email or phone number that you want people to touch base with you.
Okay. My website is thepsychiclovelady.org, and my email is thepsychiclovelady@gmail.com. And my telephone number is 608 347-0509.
Go ahead and type that in the chat room. I will go back, everybody, and correct. Description, I put thepsychiclovelady.com. And I'm not positive I knew that it was .org. I hope it it wasn't on the other one also. And we made reference to her being called Rebecca, even though in the emails it was Becky. So it's just
We do have Becky that I use personally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Rebecca, let's take some calls. Do me a favor, everybody. I know we have people in the chat room. Thank you very much for putting that in there. Rebecca, that was you. And your email address, type that in real quick. To be fair to Rebecca and myself, please honor that when we are on a call, I can't be answering the chat room questions. If you have a question to ask us, please call in. And I'm going to give you the number right now, so grab your pencil. The call-in phone number, 347-205-9071. And I will repeat that at the half hour. So let's go to the first one in queue. And this is a 916 area code. People can live anywhere in the United States. So 916, who are we talking to?
Hi, Nancy. Rebecca, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
And what state are you calling from?
California, Sacramento.
California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I'm from, too, but I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I still have a 916 number, so it's confusing. Well, hello, young lady, and go ahead and give us your phone number.
My phone number?
I apologize. I'm looking at your phone number. I'm so glad you did not do that. I apologize. I'm thinking phone numbers here. Please give us your question.
Oh, my question. I really just have like a general question, not so much specific. Can I do a general question like that? Just like, what do you
think? Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So my general question is just, what do you see coming up for me this summer?
That's too broad, hon. We only give how many people are calling in, and how would you love to have 15, 20 minutes for us to address every aspect of your life? Yeah. I mean, we would have to look at everything in your life to know what is the big item that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to be
Are you looking for love?
Yeah, I would say off and on. I kind of like
is that the right thing you want, though?
You're going to meet somebody with brown hair, and it looks like it may be curly or wavy. Mustache, maybe.
Curly or wavy
that's
brown
be
hair?
That'll be your highlight.
But is that what you wanted? Is that the question you wanted?
Sure, yeah, that's good. That's all we
do. I'm just letting you know that I'm hearing that you tend to want to rush things too fast when you get involved in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, love is like a seed. It takes time to grow. It grows roots, strong roots, and you can fertilize it with the best fertilizers and try to make it bloom, but it's just going to turn into either a weed or a wildflower. So if you take time and nurture it the old-fashioned way, it will grow into something more grander,
okay,
a real flower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Deborah. I'm so glad she was able to pick up something real fast. You said general questions, and that, in my mind, was not what relationship questions. If you'd said, what do you see as relationship for the summer, I would have probably thought that. But if that satisfies you, that's great, you dear. Good luck and have a great summer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dear, bye-bye. Okay, how about if we go to our second caller, and that went quick. I'm going to let the screen jump. Okay, the 631 area code. Who's this speaking?
Hi.
And who
Barbara.
Is this?
Barbara.
Hello, Barbara. What state are you located in?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. All right, my dear. What kind of question do you have for Rebecca and I?
I have a love question for Miss Rebecca.
Okay.
I think that was a great analogy she just gave for the last caller. So also just I've had a lot of weeds and wildflowers. Haven't we all? So, yeah, I was just wondering what you saw. I actually just recently met somebody, but, I mean, I'm also, whatever you see, if it's him, if it's not him, somebody else, whatever, would be great.
Is he dark-skinned?
No.
That's
kind of a way of answering the question.
I do see you meeting a dark-skinned male.
You mean like a Italian descent dark-skinned, like a Latin?
To me,
you're
he
talking
looks
about, like,
African-American.
Olive?
To me, he may look like African-American. Feels like he's going to be more goo-goo over you than you are over him.
Yeah, I don't want to know about those people. The ones I'm not interested in.
He's entering, though, so you're going to have to deal with it.
Well, whatever. Okay. What about the guy I met the other night?
Okay, and what's his first name?
Jesse.
Say what?
Jesse?
Stuffy?
Jesse.
D like in dog?
J as
oh,
in
Teddy.
Jump.
Oh, Jesse.
No.
I don't think that's going to go very far. I don't see that going very far, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm kind of questioning his emotionality or his youthful soul. But I am kind of curious. You didn't give us his hair color or anything. I'm kind of picking up a guy who's a very short haircut or balding. Have you met this guy?
Yeah, he's bald.
He is bald. I think that sometimes, like a tree, it has to root, and he has to be not secure, but he has to think that he could lose you. So I don't want you to be so available.
Okay.
Maybe we can turn around what Rebecca picked up. And I would give him a couple months. If he hasn't got his act together, he stops not calling you and playing around, then I want you to stop wanting him until he learns his lesson. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, so we'll make something out of it. How's that?
Okay.
All right, Bob. Good luck
to you,
woman.
Bye, lady.
I'm sorry?
I think she hung up.
Yeah, her voice trailed off. Now, everybody, I'm not hearing so good tonight. I don't know if it's my ears or the Skype. I mean, not Skype, but Blog Talk Radio. So if you have a soft voice, I'm going to have to ask you to speak up. I'm not sure I know what's going on. Even Rebecca's voice is really faint. So let's go on to the next caller. It's a 916 area code.
I do want to let callers know that I do read energy off of first names. So I do need first names.
Yeah, well, I always ask first names because it's kind of nice to know who we're talking to. So the 916, another Sacramento area code. Who's this?
Hi, this is Elisa.
Elisa.
Hi,
wow,
Elisa.
What a great name.
Very
Hi.
Great.
Well, basically, it's a love question.
Okay.
And there's two people I'm interested in, and they're very, very different. And so I was wondering what the energies you see around them and what do I need to know that perhaps I'm not asking. So the first person's name, his name is Barry.
Okay, and the second man?
And the second man's name is Matt.
Which one is the all-American male testosterone?
What's that?
The very masculine male, is that Barry?
That would be Matt.
Oh, that's a
Matt,
yeah.
I agree.
You
Barry
keep rolling on
is more, Barry is
you
more logical. And
you keep
like
showing me
Matt.
Wow. Very true.
So, Rebecca, what do you want to say? And then I'll add something maybe.
I agree. Barry is more... Matt is more compatible with you because he's more earthy and you're more earthy, where Barry is more, he uses logical, he likes predictability. You'll find you'll just be bored with him.
Yes, yeah. I do feel like things would be richer with Matt, but I feel like things would be a lot more difficult with him too because he's he's a handful. Whereas Barry's, you know, he's more grounded, like you said, logical, but I don't feel like it'd be as rich as it would with Matt.
You'll be very bored with Barry.
Wow. So
I think that Barry also has a depressed personality. At times it can be very hard to keep him above ground. And I think that you get very turned off by that. It's almost like you don't have the energy to deal with people like him. Where Matt, he could have a temper, and he could be really excitable. The male testosterone is just oozing from his body, and you are very attracted to that.
Should I avoid that, though? See, that's what I was worried about, that male, you know, being attracted to the male testosterone. It's nice when it's not in your daily life, when it's, you know, away, but then when you get it in your daily life, it can be kind of repressing.
I was going to share with you, though, as Rebecca said, I'm not sure that Barry is the right choice for you, but that doesn't make him the wrong choice. So you're going to have to decide if you want to go the high road or low road on this. The difficult side with Matt is he may have a temper. The difficult side with Barry, he may not be always uplifting for you and enough for you.
Right.
Maybe neither one of these men. So you're going to have to play it out a little longer.
Right. Thank you very much. And is there anything about, like, this my love life in general that, you know, I'm not seeing that maybe I could work on that I need to know for the future?
Work on loving you. You need to work on loving you.
Okay.
Take time out every day to do something for you, whether it's put on eyeshadow, put on mascara, lotion on your feet. Do something, to gift yourself something every day.
Okay.
We're not here just for mankind.
Right.
That's a good... And then if you're on the line where you're not just here for womankind.
Thank you both very much.
I love ourselves. All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to a 256 area code. Oops, it didn't go on. Hold on, 256. Oh, there it goes. Who are we talking to here? Hello.
Hi, my name is... Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
My name is Tamara.
And what
Tamari?
State?
I'm calling from Alabama.
Alabama. Kids all stay up late. All right, what's your question for us tonight?
I was just calling to see if you see anything like in my love life at all.
Our love lives really do govern our lives, don't they? And your question is, you're not dating anybody, or are you trying to get somebody out of your spirit? Are you trying to
heal over
somebody?
I'm not dating anybody, and there's no prospects.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Young woman like you, I don't want to hear that. Jeez. God. You just want us to jump right into an ocean and try to find that one little fish for you, huh?
Is your name Tamari?
I wish we had a way to pronounce that.
It's Tamara.
Tamara, okay. Tamara. I'm hearing you need to stop looking so hard, because what's happening is you're going to attract somebody that you're not going to want to attract.
Ooh. You know, I've given whole talks on this, is we need to put, and this is really hard. Listen, everybody has trouble putting a list. And so this gal called me, and she was just fit to be tied. Oh, he's not called me for a month. Well, he is what she wanted, but she did not put on her list to be unmarried. So putting a list together makes your soul aware on what you really do want. And we can feel the energy of people. And you may even have a chance to have your energy pulled and pushed into a direction of finding someone. So I think the smartest thing for you to do is sit with a girlfriend on the bed and have a slumber party. Or, you know, young women, what do you do for fun? You sit around and have fun with the girls over beer, whatever, and say, let's put our list together of what we want, and we're not going to settle for less. And that way you are learning to love yourself and not to settle for less. And every woman listening tonight, everybody has settled or thought they had the best and ends up not.
Okay.
Anything else, Rebecca?
No, you just stop searching. It will come. Stop focusing so much on it and try to focus on something else, because you're going to attract somebody that you're just not going to, this person is just going to be, it's going to be a very bad experience for you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. By the way, what am I picking up for you as a school? Are you next to a college, or are you planning going to school, learning something?
No.
Is there a college within a couple miles of you, a very short distance?
Not really. Not very
north
close.
Of you? Northeast of you?
Look at that direction. Maybe about 15 minutes away.
Yeah, in that direction. Look, for some reason, I'm picking that up as important. So I'm not sure if it's a relationship or it's something for you to get involved with. And everybody, we're all the same. It's hard for us to go to work every day, come home, or do your routine and not know how to connect. You have to find a hobby to enjoy, a www.meetup.com group, or take a class and find someone who has a common interest. That's the best way to find somebody that you're compatible to. You have to find out who we are and go toward that hobby, interest, horseback riding, go to old flicks at the country club, theater, whatever, and meet people with similar likes. That's how you find a compatible person. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, focus your energy on something else than to be worried about not having somebody.
Okay. All right.
All right,
thank
sweetie. Good luck to you. Yes, I know it's hard.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is difficult. You know what the thing is? We do have to risk. So every time you put yourself out there, dating is hard enough. And we women, we'll fall in love with the first person that comes in our life, even if it's not logical or the right one, because we don't want to be alone. When you get older and kind of figure you're young, you deserve to have love in your life. And like the movie that I made reference to at the beginning of the show, 27 Dresses, it's about a young woman who's always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And during the course of the show, her boss, who she is in love with, she has her sister come to town. And she sees the boss and grabs him away, and the sister ends up marrying him or going to marry. I don't know. I can't remember the exact outcome of that. So the woman not only fell in love with somebody, but she never stated her mind. She never made the risk of allowing herself to be vulnerable enough to make a stand on who she wanted. That's the hardest thing in the whole world for us, men and women. And actually, we women are sometimes bolder than men, because men hate to be rejected. We women go, oh, another so-and-so, will go on our way. So you have to go into an arena that's friendly, conversation, similar likes, dislikes, whatever it is. You've got to go to a place of going safe, even double dating, triple dating, go with a bunch of kids and for dinner somewhere, whatever kids do across the nation, 20, 30, 40, 50-year-olds. As people get older, you'll find that more people like being by themselves, so they go out to date and not necessarily commit. So as you get older, it may be even harder to find someone to commit with. But I guess we better go on. And thank you, for Tina, for acknowledging my sister and I. Bonnie's been kind of dealing with work issues. So the Psychic Sisters talk show, we just kind of put on hiatus until Bonnie kind of gets calmer. She's trying to write a book and finding jobs, and it's temporary. It's back and forth. So you know what the economy's been like, and she's trying to calm her mind. So do me a favor. We've got a lot of people in the chat. We have four in row here to talk to. Do me a favor, even though I love to listen and talk to all of you, it's hard to read the private chat. Stay away from that. Go ahead and put it in the chat room. That would be easier for me to see, okay? So let's go on to the 647 area code. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Diane. And
hello, Diane.
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, hello, Canada. Oh, bless your heart for calling. What kind of question do you have for me and Rebecca?
Actually, it's more of a life question. It's more to do with housing. I stayed in some place for 10 years because I just didn't want to make a move. It was just comfortable, but it wasn't, you know, positive.
Sure.
And now I moved several times, and it's turned out horrible because I just haven't had the experience yet looking. And it's very expensive living in the city I'm living in. So anyway, I applied recently to a place, and I'm wondering if I'll get it because, like, you know, one person you think you're applying, but there's hundreds behind you when there's something is affordable. So the woman, the only thing she could tell me was today when I went in was, you know, if you don't hear within a week, you won't hear at all, you know. So
and how long has it been now?
Today is actually the first day. It was just a fluke that I looked on the internet, and it was advertised on Friday, and they said somebody came in immediately on Friday, and she has a better chance, of course, because she was there first, and that kind of thing. Right?
Curious, is this apartment or place you want to move to south of you?
Yeah, it is south, yeah.
I do see move south of you.
Do you see me moving south? Yeah.
Is it brick? Yeah. Is it brick?
Yeah.
Is the building brick?
Yeah, it is. The building's brick, yeah. Really? Oh, that would be fantastic.
No, we don't know everything. Yeah, you got to be careful because I don't know why I pick up directions. People always ask me for directionals, and I seem to be able to get that.
Yeah.
You know, and then we could pick a building. How many brick buildings are there? There is a strong, strong possibility that if we both pick up where the next opportunity will be, you have to pursue it. Just follow up because the energy is there for this to work out for you.
It is.
You can't sit on
the
laurels. Yeah, don't sit on the laurels. Thank them and say you're so anxious you can't wait to hear from them back. Show whatever you have to do as a follow-up, do so, okay?
Yeah, I will, yeah. Yeah, see, I've got some emails to send them tomorrow and reference letters and things like that, yeah. But, yeah, I will make a point of thanking them, too. But, yeah, it's great.
Okay.
So it looks like there's a good possibility, does it, or?
Well, I'm directional and she's visual. I'm visual, too, but she came with the brick soon. Like I said, if I pick up a direction, go for it. Because if I said north, it couldn't possibly be the right direction. I said south,
yeah.
And that is where this place is. Okay?
Oh, great, yeah.
It's important
to thank
know.
You very much.
All right?
Yeah, right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem. Good luck. Good luck to you, girl.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, thank you. Take care.
Thanks for calling, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I don't know how that works. 647 area code, is that a Canadian? I guess that's Canadian area code. Bless her heart for calling. I know it can be very pricey. I thank you very much, Tina. You've said some wonderful things in the chat room. And Bonnie lives in Seattle, Washington, everybody. And she's a year younger than I am. And you can read up on her and our mother at psychicsisterstalk.com. And she is going to do readings off and on. So if you really would like some, she comes from a rules and regulation background. I'm engineering. We're both artists, and we both have the gift that we inherited. I've just been at it for so many years. We're just different. So she is unique. She and I were doing this show together, and then she wanted her own show. And she's lovely. Of course, we're all lovely. Rebecca's lovely, and Colleen, who I'll have
Thank
on
you.
Next week, is just lovely. Lovely women. I mean, we're just so many women across the nation that are just, it's outstanding, and it's a shame that we can't network tighter. It made me realize how small the world is. There was a gal that I talked to. Her husband had been killed in a mine in Utah. It was Price, Utah. And this young, wonderful woman lost her husband and had two children. And she was crying on the phone to me, and she says, "My world, this is all there is, and he's all now gone." And I introduced her to Blog Talk Radio. And I says, if you want your world to open up, introduce yourself, get on shows, call into shows, talk to people. And she called me back. She says, "Oh, my God." She says, "I don't have to move now." She says, "The world is mine." And it's really, truly amazing. The downside is that the hosts get a lot of the same people calling, a lot of the same questions. And it is voice-wise tiring. And we both work at this full-time. So don't call us at home for additional information free. Don't email us thinking that we are just here for you free. What we're doing is demonstrating our ability so that you may want more from us. So, you know, hers is psychic, the psychiclovelady.org, and I will go back and correct the description. It was my fault. And in a minute, I'm going to ask her, some more people in queue here, to type again the best way to get hold of her. If you want me, it's nancymaps.com, nancymaps.net, so you don't lose me. Okay, so let's go on to the next caller, and we're going to be talking to an 831 area code. So who's this talking?
This is Tina. Thank you so much, Nancy, for giving out all that information. I just wrote it down and love you and Bonnie so much. And
oh,
you are so right. Your time is valuable, and I'm really glad that you put that out there. And I'm excited to see you because I haven't spoken to you in almost a year. So I'm applauding you and hugging both of you. And I will touch base with Bonnie. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. And email me your website, your new show, too, okay?
Oh, I definitely will. And, you know, I just love you guys to pieces. And you have other callers to take. I just wanted to make a comment. And can I listen and hit mute on my line and let you know I'm cheering you on here in Salinas, California?
Okay, I love you. You're wonderful. All right, so you take off the air, but I won't hang up. All right, girl. Okay, and then we are now going to be talking to the 303 area code. And who's this?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. My name is Michelle.
And are you Colorado, or where are you calling from?
Yes, Colorado.
All right. So, my dear, what is your question to us?
I have just been wondering how, it's going to sound weird, but I've been kind of feeling someone from my past, like energetically. This is someone that I had a connection to. We had a romantic involvement about 13 years or so back, and I'm just kind of wondering if something might be going on with him or basically how he's feeling about me.
Are you married now or?
No.
Are you, you're single and...
I'm sorry.
And do you know what his status is? Is he married or single?
He's married.
Rebecca, you want to run with this one?
I feel he's pretty content with his life right now.
Okay.
I
just kind of wonder.
But I want to add that human beings, I mean men and women, can have a fantasy romance. And in times of discord or unhappiness, it doesn't mean he's not content. He can be having a fantasy relationship with you. And the reason I ask about your status, you are single. You may be doing what I call retrograding. You're turning around looking at people in your past. So I call it, if you think of him, he's going to think of you. And there's perpetual motion. There's no friction in space. Time. So it's very possible you may be cooking to him and he's thinking of you, you're thinking of him. Before you know it, the spillway is overflowing with all your energy going back and forth. So you need to kind of break that. You need to break it so that you get clear that you're not going to accidentally get him to call you. Because if someone calls us and we've wished for it, they're calling because we want to, not because they want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to watch our energy, everybody. Okay. Is this man a blonde man?
No.
Okay. You're not dating a blonde man now?
I'm not dating anyone at the moment.
You keep your eye open. I can't tell authenticity. So all I can speak to is this appears to be a lighter-skinned man. And I would say if you walked in the room, I would call him a blonde.
Okay.
So look for a lighter man with lighter eyes. Okay.
And this is someone coming in, you feel? Or?
Yeah, he's new to you. He's new. He's not from your past.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Push the guy out of your soul. Yeah, get him out of your spirit, honey.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Okay. And hang up. All right. Now we'll go to 812 area code. I'm going to click it on. And Okay, 812. Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
How are you?
Good, good. Who are we talking to?
My name is Tamara.
And what state are you calling from, Tamara?
Indiana.
Indiana. And so what's your question for us tonight?
I was just wondering if you see anything coming up for me anytime soon. Anything, really.
What area? Apologize that happened earlier in the show. What area of your life do you want us to look?
Love life.
Of course. Are you dating?
No.
Rebecca?
Is there somebody that's off and on?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there somebody that's off and on?
Yes.
Oh. That's who I saw then. The medium, darker complexion, kind of a shorter look?
I'm sorry, what, hon?
5'9", 5'10", medium to darker complexion?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I picked him up, too. I was wondering if you were involved. Rebecca, what do you want to say about this guy?
It's going to continue being off and on. And I know you really like him, and I think it's more you're lonely sometimes. That's why you allow him back in your life. But just, I would totally eliminate him so somebody totally new could enter.
Okay. So he's like a
woman. Are you desperately in love with him, or you just find him good company when you need company?
Yeah, basically that's it.
Okay, kind of question, because what's happening, and the other girls were calling, I don't know if they're listening still. What happens is you think about somebody, and they show up and on, off and on. You carry them in your soul. The energy around our body, the aura, energy field, soul, whatever you call that, when someone new comes into the room and walks up to you, if they're single and they like you, they will feel that other person. You can't let someone new in if you have someone in your spirit.
Okay.
And you can't
All
be
right.
open.
Well, thank you.
All right, sweetie.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
I know.
Darn.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. And we're now going back to California. 415 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Oops. Hello.
Yep, there you are. Who's this?
This is Jacqueline.
Oh, great name. Jacqueline, what can we do for you tonight?
I'm calling because I'm dating a guy, and it kind of goes back and forth. I just want to see if there's anything in progress or kind of where it's going to go.
Becca, do you want his first name?
Yes, it's Chris.
Chris.
Do you have brown hair?
Black hair.
Okay.
I do see you meeting a brown-haired guy if you haven't met him yet. I'm getting it's going to continue being back and forth, back and forth.
How long have you been with the black-haired man?
February this year.
The black-haired man makes me feel that he's distracted. Now he's got too many things in his life going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that too?
Yeah, he's been a little down, a little depressed lately.
And that's not your fault, but it's not good relationship building because as you've met him, you've fallen in love with him. If he changes, evolves, or tries to change his life, it may or may not include you. You may be a victim of his evolving. Be aware.
Gotcha.
And and with love, you say, you know, I just don't have the energy to worry about what you're going through. When you're healthy emotionally, come back to me and look for this other guy. There's someone new coming in.
Well,
he's been married,
before?
Possibly has a child.
Oh,
can't tell that. Rebecca?
What'd she ask?
Is
somebody from my past?
If she's met him before. Is this someone from the past?
It feels I don't know if it necessarily feels like somebody from the past, but it feels like you just had a friendship basis, or you'll meet and it'll start out friends.
Because I've been, again, like the previous caller, I've been thinking about my ex, and I still think he was the love of my life, but we never really got off. So I never had that, kind of like a missed opportunity. So I was wondering if that was him.
Had he been married before with a child?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do pick up things like that. If it's him, then go for it. If it's not him, the man coming feels like he's been married and has a child.
You see when he's coming?
Rebecca?
Can you say that again?
When is he coming? She wants to know when the next guy shows up so she knows when to ditch the one she's with.
It feels like summertime because I get seasons. So it feels like summertime.
Summertime.
I would say no earlier than five to six weeks.
5 to 6 weeks.
That's the middle of summer, too. Okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, girlfriend. Best of luck to you. Rebecca, why don't you give out and make sure we do this because I typed it wrong in the description. Give out the best way to touch base with you. Is it website or email or phone number?
You can do my website or my phone number. My website is thepsychiclovelady.org, and my telephone number is 608-247-0509.
Oh, that's great. And we have quite a few people in the chat room. Hello, everybody. Lots and lots of guests. I would like to announce at this time that I will be on a show tomorrow night, Dead Air, Dead, D-E-A-D, dash air, A-I-R, and it is 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Florida time, and we'll be talking about ghost attachments, ghost habitation, and EVPs listening to ghosts talk. Daddy, hi, Chip and Salsa. Are you on next? Is that Salsa there? Hello. Yes, we'll be talking. I'll be interviewed. We listen and do EVPs. So I know that's Chip and Salsa. Let me pull this phone up. Didn't hook up. Okay, Salsa, Chip.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. What's your first name?
Louise.
Well, hello. How fun to see you on this, my show. Best show, Dead Air. Well, I hope my show's the best show.
Well,
Dead Air, George.
Nancy. People have to know how awesome and how exact and accurate you are. They should really know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, this is the love relationship is only one aspect of who I am, career building, but I do have an ability to see and to hear spirit kind, and that you've been in those chat rooms, those EVPs. We've had dumbfounded shows. It's unbelievable, everybody. We do coexist with spirit kind, and because I can see them and describe what they look like, then George, who's doing an EVP session with electronic equipment, he then asked that person by description or however I described the person, crippled or a 1950s black and white dress or Judy, John Wayne looking kind of walk, military man, astronauts. I had some firemen. I had three firemen walk up, and one guy said all three of us were killed in a house fire. He gave the party of the United States, and when George asked them to describe it, he did repeat, "I'm the fireman," and gave his name. And then a PPF, Frank, I forgot this guy's name, he actually found a fire where three firemen had been killed in the New Jersey area where I had described. So there is a lot to the universe, and we sometimes encapsulate ourselves into a slot of the only important thing in my life is my relationships. In reality, the whole picture counts. So that's why I've gotten involved with that. So ghost, goblin, spirits.
Frank Sinatra, JFK, and Jackie Onassis, and we had, what's her name last week? Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Anna Nicole
last week.
Yeah. What happens is that we put out, we wanted celebrities if we can get them, only to validate. And, of course, those people don't tell me who they're asking for. So it's important when I talk to people about a spirit kind, I prefer not to know because my vision is clear enough that when I start describing people, then they tell who they are. That's the best way.
Well, remember last week, Nancy, when you were talking about, or a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about a woman who had, you know, some drinking and, you know, we described and she said what her name was. And it wound up being a relative of mine. And
oh, was
then
that
last,
you?
Yeah, Dorothy. Dorothy Gomez
okay.
was mine. And then the following week, she picked up this other man, and it was her husband, Vincent. Vincent Gomez. That was really very good. Nancy's excellent.
Well, thank you. We all are good at what we do. And Rebecca is just climbing her way up that pole, too. And it's all... It's very exciting and difficult. You kids who hire me to read for you, give sessions, you know, you don't allow it to be wrong. So over the years, I put a lot of pressure on myself also. Well, I'm tickled you call into this show. Well, how about giving us a question for you?
Oh,
what
my.
Would you like to know? Rebecca, she's here to help you, too.
Okay. I'm trying to hopefully get ready to go to grad school. And in the process of applying and all of that. And I'm trying to figure out where I'll be, who's going to give me the most financial money that I need. And my choices are here in Kansas State University, where I'm at now. I want to go into public health to get my master's, possibly later doctoral, but we're going to look at master's. I'm non-traditional. And... University of Iowa in Iowa City, and possibly Johns Hopkins.
I apologize. What state are you in?
Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
I'm in Kansas.
Yeah.
That she'll get her her best five
that's the
funding.
Most.
I'm looking at a college that's. I'm looking at a college that's really old looking, and it's made out of gray brick, and it's put together very fine. Now, to me, I apologize for not looking at every school, but there's modern colleges with lots of brick and paint. This one's granite looking. Which of the schools has that granite look?
I'm going to look that up as we're talking. I'm going to
okay.
see.
And she's picking up Kansas, Kentucky, where you are?
Yeah, I'm getting Canvas.
So
well,
look at your colleges there.
Well, the only problem here is that they've already told me that there are no monies allocated for the grad school in public health, and so I would not be able to come here without financing. I'm already maxed out in loans.
Wow, that's tough. She could be picking up where you could go, and maybe I can too. The money.
Yeah, I'm not very good with directionals. I'm not very good with directions.
And so that's
why I described the building. I didn't give you directions. I think you're going to have choices. I think the money's not going to be as good as you want, but you will make it. You'll either get a loan or you're going to have an opportunity. The school
right.
I'm looking at is granite, and when I walk up, it looks like it has a big tower to it with a clock in the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really old-looking.
This old-looking building that I just pulled up is a Johns Hopkins, and it has a tower clock on it. That is
okay.
So amazing. And so I'm a lot depends on, you know, I don't do well on standardized testing and I have to do well on the GRE and I have the grade point average, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, go for the school I'm shown because
great.
I'm visual like Rebecca is with the men, you know, I do that too. But if I get a question, the first thing I look at is what I have to pay attention to.
Now, Nancy,
you know, from viewing, huh?
My husband's not here, so I want to ask you this question while he's here. Part of my problem has been my husband is very ill, and I don't know how much longer he has to live. Do you foresee that being an issue? Is his health going to deteriorate?
No.
Where
I still see you going. Regardless, I'd rather not do a prediction like that over the air with your husband.
Right.
Who knows who's listening? But right. I feel like he's not ready to check out, and you will still go to school.
Okay. That's
okay?
Good.
I'm sorry.
Thank
all
you.
All right, sweetie. I'm going to let you go. We still got
all
other
right.
people in queue.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to stick around and listen. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's see here. I'll take her off. And we have another. Now, I'm not sure if I talked to this person. 916. No, it doesn't look like it. Okay, 916 area code.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Nancy. This is Cindy in California.
Hello. In California. Another 916. All right, Cindy, what can we do for you?
Well, actually, I don't have a question for me, but it's mainly my two boys. One is waiting on a letter, you know, from the Coast Guard, and the other one is going to college. And I was just wondering if the one's going, the oldest is going to be receiving his letter of acceptance, and if the younger one is, you know, on his path for computers, if he's going to be successful. And
what's
how
the other boy's
name?
Guy?
Pardon me?
The computer kid, his first name?
Jonathan.
How old is he? 18?
He's 18, going to be 19.
Yeah. Rebecca, you want to go with that, or you want me to?
I see him doing gaming, like where he does gaming, where
mm-hmm.
they make games. Is that what he's interested in, is the gaming?
He's just doing the computer, you know, general ed right now, but he does definitely loves those games.
Yeah, I see
that's
him, like, going for, like, I think it's called computer graphics.
Uh-huh.
I see him eventually going into that.
Awesome.
That would be a good choice for him.
I thought so, too. Okay. That'd be great. And the oldest one, he's waiting for a letter from the Coast Guard, and I was just wondering.
And what's his first name?
Christopher.
Is that what he goes by, or Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, always give us nicknames, everybody.
Okay.
Rebecca?
I'm getting a feeling of, like, fall season he'll get the letter. Or I don't know if he'll get the letter and then he'll be leaving by fall, but it feels like something about fall season.
Awesome. That's good.
It kind of feels like there was a delay, like they may juggle him around where they really want him to go or really, really want him to do. I don't get a sense of turning. If he got turned down, then he'll get picked up again. It's like people don't get turned down for any line of service or what they want to do. They just juggle him around until they find a slot. It's like what he asked for, he may not get or not get a location, because I'm getting a sponge with water and a sloshy feeling. And that sometimes means they're not 100% satisfied with everything that happens. So kind of be all right with that. I think it's going to be great for him. Get in there and travel around the world. Go for it. I don't know if he wants to end up in Guam or somewhere, but he's going to be able to go somewhere. And that's really important to him.
Very good. Well, thank you, Nancy, so much. All
right, dear.
That's great. Appreciate it. Love your show. You guys take care.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And bye-bye. And that was 916. And I believe the ladies, 949, are you waiting for us to pick you up? Let me go there and find out.
Yes.
Hello, 949. Hi. Who are we talking to?
Oh, my name is Audrey in Austin, Texas.
Oh. Hi, Audrey.
Okay. Hi.
What
are you
can
the
we do
love
for you, girl?
Well, since you're the love lady, I would like to know what you say for coming in for a love mate for me.
Mm-hmm. I love that word, a love mate. She didn't say husband. She didn't say committed. She said love mate.
A mate. Yeah,
is that what you're looking for?
But we got to start somewhere, right?
You'll definitely have somebody coming in, and it looks like he may have, like, I want to say, like, dirty blonde hair, like dishwater blonde. It's like a blondish brown. It's not exactly brown, but it's not exactly blonde. It's kind of in between.
Uh-huh. I like that.
And I don't know why or what, but I'm seeing him with a coffee cup.
Yeah.
That's a funny thing to get. Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I don't drink the coffee, so I'll be not criticizing, I'll be counseling him. I'll be counseling.
That's why you're...
I'll joke with him. I drink energy vitamin C drinks in the morning.
Wow. I'm a coffee drinker, so because we picked it up, it was either going to be because you love coffee, you don't, you'd be criticizing him. Please don't do that. Let, at our age group, you can't change people.
No,
not your, my
I,
age group, but your age group.
I meant more like kidding him about it, joking him about
okay.
it.
Yeah,
it's not
take powdered vitamins and just stick it in his coffee and stir it around.
Oh.
Well, I like your attitude. I think that when you can be playful, I think
playful.
We get too step on. We're all guilty of this, getting too serious with life. Yeah.
Also,
the country Texas.
Do you know how I'm going to meet him, or how far along I'm going to, how far it is before I meet him?
Hang on. I'm getting like toward the end of summer.
Yeah.
I did too. That's a big September-ish. So that's summertime for you.
Yeah. I keep hearing that, the September, so I need to just realize that it's not going to happen any sooner than September.
Oh, my God. Don't have fun with your girlfriends.
Do you know what kind of work he does or anything particular about him?
He likes the computer. I see him at a computer a lot.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps you find him, but
I'm getting like he's intellectual.
So he'll do something intellectual, something with numbers. I don't know if he'll be like an accountant or like a financial counselor, but something with numbers. Very, very
like
smart man.
He's a smart man. Do you know how old he is?
No, I'm not good at that.
I don't know
how old you are.
Probably like 40s. 40s, that's perfect. That's me too, 40s.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. All right, Sweet, I got one more call. We've got to kind of get in there, so we'll talk to you later.
Thank
you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And this is Nevada 702. Oops, I lost him. I wonder how that happened. 702, are you, request failed with HD, not found. Ooh, I don't know what happened. Everybody can still hear me? Rebecca?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm still here.
So 702, I just lost. Actually, I just tried to click on the air, and Blog Talk Radio did me in. Well, I'm really sorry about that. That's Nevada. Might have been one of my students. If anybody wants to become a psychic reader or a minister, I've got clients in at the moment in San Diego and Hawaii. I have two people in Nevada, so I was kind of hoping they would call in. So anytime you want to study under me, one of the things you could do is practice by being on the show. So if you want to know how to do that, go to nancymatz.com.net. Oh, there we go. Let's try it again. We only got 2 minutes, so 702, got a minute for you. What question do you have for us?
I have one as far as where do you guys see my current relationship going?
And can we please have your first name?
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Elissa.
Elissa?
Yes.
Rebecca, go ahead.
And what's his first name?
His?
Yeah, are you dating somebody right now?
Yes, Joe.
Okay, and what, Joe?
Joe, yeah.
He is really slow at taking his time with things, but if you stick around, he'll make it worth your while.
Okay.
That's good. How many times do we get to say that, kids? That's the first positive one she's given tonight.
Yeah. Is there a certain amount of time that you see on that, or?
Do you have a child?
Yes, I do.
Is it a son?
No, it's a daughter.
Okay. Are you trying to get pregnant?
It's been an on-again, off-again thing, yeah.
I see a boy coming to you from him.
Okay. Yeah, we were trying, and it didn't work out, so I'm kind of on the back burner on that right now.
Well, because it's on the back burner, it just may make itself on the front burner.
That's what I said. If it happens, it happens.
All right, my dear. I hate to do this. We got 17 seconds. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And Rebecca,
very much.
You're just you're welcome. You're lovely. We got 10 seconds left, and I've typed into the chat room thepsychiclovelady.org. And I've mm-hmm. also put blogtalkradio.com dead air for me tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And of course, if you want to get hold of me, remember this is still streaming, but it's not on the air. Do consider that this is a gift that we give to you, but only on these shows. All right, Rebecca, say goodnight.
Good night, guys, and thanks for everybody that called in.
And to everybody in the chat room, good night.